Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
let's do this, my friends.
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
That'd be the USA. Hello, how are you? Glad to have you aboard. What's on your mind? For a Tuesday edition of the program, a question for you. Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis? It's my question. Looks to me like DeSantis is in. I know we, but when we talked about this in the past, we said, well, he's not even a candidate yet, so why can you? But, you know, when you're in Iowa and you're flipping burgers with the governor of Iowa and making the moves he has been making, didn't he go to the border, too? I think he went down to the border.
I haven't seen the border trip.
Should be wise. Smart move. Anyway, he's a candidate, okay? Let's stop fooling ourselves. He's going to be a candidate for president, no doubt about it. And now you've got that hard choice between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. What's your pick? 701-271-1100. Let us know whose horse you're picking for this race.
You read his book yet?
Ron DeSantis?
Yeah.
No.
Courage to be Free. I read it over the, well, I listened to it over the weekend. I like the guy. I especially like in the book because he talks about, you know, being at Dundee High School, being a baseball phenom when they lost his junior year to go to the World Series. Then they went and they won it. And then he talks about getting into Yale and going to Yale thinking, off to college, yeah, exciting, I'm going to learn stuff. And he got to Yale and went, what is going on here? The woke nonsense, all of just like indoctrination central. He said, then he went to Harvard. And he went to Harvard Law School with all these, you know, Harvard people, kids getting dropped off in limousines and legacies and all that. And he was this kid from Dundee, Florida, like, you know. And the more he learned, and what I really liked about it is the more he was part of that, the more he thought, we're losing our minds here. So he got done with Harvard, and he could have come out and made, well, you could imagine, come out of Harvard Law School, what you make, you know,
a lot of money. Pick your job. Yep.
Passed it all up to serve.
Military.
Yep. He went into the Navy. He said, I wanted to serve. I felt called, especially after 9/11. He went into the JAG Corps, and then, but the only thing about him is that he is a young, it's almost like he's teed up to be a career politician. Is the only problem I have with him because he good, great naval career, amazing education, solid blue collar guy, but he's never really had. I mean, he's had some, you know, in the after he graduated Harvard, some real world experience. But for the most part, he ran for Congress and then governor, and now here we are. So I love that he forewent, you know, the job market after Harvard to serve.
It feels like service,
but he's almost teed up to be a lifelong politician, which I don't like. That's where I'm a bit torn with the guy.
Interesting.
It's a good book. It's a good read.
It's a good overview. And really, I mean, it's hard. That's a resume.
Yeah.
Built for a presidential campaign.
Truly. I mean, if you look at people like Mayorkas and Granholm and all these lawyers that are all around, I mean, he's kind of one of them. The thing that separates him is his naval service. He said, I wanted to serve before earning money coming out of Harvard, which very admirable. So he got me there. That was good. But again, he's the private sector experience, maybe light.
He is. I've seen him a number of times in person. And compared to Trump, It's like David versus Goliath. You know, Trump has that way of just lighting up a room.
Yep.
And there's electricity in the room. I mean, it's real. You can feel it.
Yep.
You've been to his events. I mean, it's phenomenal. And it's almost the exact opposite with Ron DeSantis. But I don't necessarily like that we decide who we pick for a presidential candidate based on who can light up a room. Do you know what I mean?
Well, DeSantis just doesn't. He's more of a politician. Trump's just not that. He's not polished like that. He doesn't think like that. He's not operate like that. Thinks something, he says it. DeSantis is very. I mean, he's down to exactly what he says, and he's going to stay on point, on message.
Well, it looks more and more like DeSantis is in the race. So question today is Trump or DeSantis? Who's your pick? Any of the other candidates I'd have to say are long shots, right? I mean, you never like to dismiss anybody, but, I mean, it's going to be Trump or DeSantis, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Or both.
That would be unbelievable.
If they're playing chess like we always talk about that, I think that they're going to go at each other right up until they lay the swords down. And I don't know that there's a better ticket. I'm just wondering who. I mean, if you're putting a fight card together, I mean, who do you want battling these? I mean, I want Donnie and Ronnie. That's what Donnie and Ronnie 24. Let's go.
I mean, if it's Trump.
By the way, I just made that up.
Ronnie
anybody
and Donnie.
Else, anybody else says it, I said it first.
Donnie and Ronnie.
Donnie and Ronnie 24.
Not exactly sure that's a real presidential kind of.
I don't care.
campaign slogan, but
throwing a mile of glass to vote for him. I'll tell you that.
But yeah, I mean that would be a heck of a ticket. There's no doubt about it, and it would take both swallowing their egos a little bit, and you know.
Oh yeah.
But you know what a smart move. What a smart move that would be, because then you set things up for the future as well. Telephone number 701-271-1100 to call us or text us 701-237-1590. DeSantis is in. Now it's Trump v. DeSantis. Who's your pick? Let us know on the program. And I'd love to have a little bit of your theory behind why it is you're picking who you're picking. Texter says, wish there was another choice, but if I'd have to make a choice, I'd pick DeSantis. And another saying, I like Vivek.
Yep, Vivek. Ramaswamy.
Who, every time you hear him speak or talk anywhere, he's very articulate, very, really kind of fires you up a little bit.
What I love about him, nice job. He doesn't need a script or a teleprompter to know what he's talking about. He knows it, learned it, lives it. He doesn't need a script. That's what I like about that guy.
Texter says, Trump, 100%.
Here's the problem.
He has the base.
I know, but he doesn't have the middle. In order to win a presidential election, you have. We were just talking about this yesterday. I forget who. I was watching The Five, but they were weighing that you have to get the independents. You cannot get the. Trump will not win with just his base. Won't happen. But you bring somebody that's on the ticket, that somebody like DeSantis, that's level-headed. Like, you know, even Pence, who's ever with him, will help the independent, you know, the soccer moms, the mushy middle, as they call it, find a way to vote for the guy. But that's why I keep saying I got extra butter for the popcorn, because this is really going to be unprecedented.
Who do you want to be president? It's a different question than...
There you go. Yeah.
Trump versus... Because Trump as president, I think, is the only guy that is equipped.
I want Trump to be president again.
Yeah.
Of all of them, I like all of them.
To drain the swamp and know where the bodies are buried.
Nobody brings the fight like he does.
No.
That's the problem. Nobody brings the fight like he does.
Jeff's on the road. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Who's your pick, Jeff?
Hey, it's got to be Donald Trump. Can you imagine what that man can get done in 4 years when he doesn't have the Democrat Party on as you know what, and just the knowledge that he's obtained over the 4 years that he did, so he knows who to put in, kick out, everything above. Somebody to run with him. Carrie Lake would be good. She'd be great. But I'm thinking like Vivica Swami. I think that'd be a good team.
You're thinking either Carrie Lake or Vivek for VP, you mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, running mate. Okay.
See, I love Carrie Lake, but she has zero legislative experience. I mean, I love her, but I think that I think the voters would reject just because I'm no experience at all, be it, you know, good or bad.
Jeff, do you
yep.
You have anything in the way of doubts about Trump's electability?
Not a bit. You know, it's kind of like the movie Deadpool. I like his sarcasm. And that's what I've been wishing, that we would have had a candidate that could throw that out. It's funny. I think it's fantastic. Not a bit. And I think everybody's going to be surprised. He's going to do way better than anybody even anticipated.
Great analysis, Jeff. Thank you very much. Welcome others at 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100.
You know, the dynamic on that referendum is that 2020 was not about Joe Biden being so great. It was about, he's not Trump. That's totally changed now. The dynamic is totally different. And again, if Trump can't win the middle, he can't win the White House.
But
is it so bad that the middle is going to go?
Right. Can't take four more years of Biden.
I'll take the mean tweets. Just give me some $3 or $2 gas again, please.
We're tackling Trump v. DeSantis, the border, and more on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thinkacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thinkacoalworker.com.
Spring is here, and the scenery while driving down the road will soon be filled with farm machinery planting this year's crop. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. As field work begins, we want to remind you to take extra caution when approaching large, slow-moving machinery traveling down the road. A successful crop year is one that is accident-free. Irie Insurance offers all lines of insurance, and we would love the opportunity to visit with you. For our contact information, please visit our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa, in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by Chose Investments, KJOSinvestments.com. Interested in a land? They're the folks you want to talk to before you make any move. Sort of like E.F. Hutton knows. I'm dating myself now with that commercial, but Chose family knows exactly what you need to know when it comes to land investments. So land, commercial real estate, retail, industrial, they do it all. Worth a phone call. Check them out, chosinvestments.com, KJOSinvestments.com. Texter says, Donnie and Ronnie, I like it. There you go.
Telling you.
Trademark
ticket.
Trademark it
Donnie
right now.
Donnie and Ronnie, 24. We have the bumper stickers made today.
Donnie and Ronnie to bounce Biden. Yeah, there you go. Other texters. Okay, guys, Trump was the best president in our lifetime. Trump had the U.S. respected by the world. Low unemployment, low inflation. I could go on and on. And Trump won in 2020. Everyone knows the election was a mess. The libs know it because they were in on it. All right? Sounds like a vote for Trump. We're keeping track here. So, Trump or DeSantis, 701-271-1100 to call us. Place your vote, 701-237-1590 to text us as well. Todd Benzman is at the border. We're going to check in with him next hour. And also, Sergeant Betsy Bratner-Smith with the National Police Association on the number of U.S. law enforcement officers killed by criminal acts in the line of duty in the United States, doubling, more than doubled in nearly a decade. That's hard. That's hard to process. We also have some more tickets from Mike Huckabee tonight from the North Dakota Family Alliance. Mike Huckabee, governor of Arkansas, and of course Fox News personality, is in Fargo tonight. And if you'd like to go, stay tuned. We'll tell you how. We're going to text. You'll have a chance to text to win coming up on the program. So just listen for your cue coming up before the top of the hour. Kevin in Fargo, you're next on the question of Trump versus DeSantis.
Yeah, I got to go DeSantis. And the quick thing, first and foremost, I went with Trump both times, and I like Trump. A lot of what he did, I'm a huge fan of. But to your point, I worry if he can actually win or not. You know, and a lot of times Trump was his own worst enemy. Now, before I get asked the question, I like a president that fights. Don't get me wrong. I think where President Trump's problem was, he gets target fixation. Like, he'll be blasting away at something and say, oh, great, that boat's sinking. Change your target. But then he doesn't do it. He just keeps going and going, and it's just like, oh, my goodness. So I lean to DeSantis just for the fact that I want somebody else to win, and I do worry about Trump's electability in the middle. That's really what it boiled down to for me.
That's a great analogy.
It is. It is.
The boat is sinking. Shoot at something else.
Yeah.
Perfectly said.
Exactly.
Good analysis. Yeah. It's true. And, you know, the other thing I'd say, Kevin, Ron DeSantis has proven himself a great fighter as governor of Florida, right? I mean, he's not shot one fight.
That's where I like him.
Exactly. And he has a little more of the tax side of it. And he's not going to back down from a fight. You know, yeah, I do worry a little bit about, like, yeah, maybe he's trying to be a career politician. That always worried me, like politicians in general, just being honest. But just from a winnability standpoint, that's the way I leave, why I lean the way I lean. So.
Interesting. Appreciate it, Kevin. Thank you. Got you marked down. Trump versus DeSantis. Who is your horse today? Knowing what we know now, who's your horse? Texter says, I think it's too early to get locked in on either one. It is, obviously. We've got a ways to go, but we want to know where you're at today. Lister says, I disagree with some of Trump's policies, but I know he has a good heart, and I trust him, whereas DeSantis appears too perfect, and that bothers me. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Too perfect.
There.
Yeah. Too much of the cardboard cutout politician type. Jim in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I guess I'd go with the Trumpster, but a pet rock would be smarter than a Biden. So I just think maybe DeSantis. I'm just kind of scared. Maybe DeSantis is more electable. I'm not sure.
A friend of mine used to say, dumb as a box of hair.
Jim's kind of going back and forth. Jim's, he's Trump, but maybe DeSantis, I don't know so much, but thinking what all of us are thinking, that the contrast with you know who is rich. Osakis, Tom, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, guys. I think we're a year and a half away from the election, and I'm not really concerned about whether it's Trump or DeSantis. We have a process, and I'm willing to let the process work. I would like the DeSantis people and the Trump people, the Kerry Lake people, the Tim Scott people, to be talking about 70,000 fentanyl deaths, thousands of rapes on the other side of the border, the drug cartels selling children into the sex trades, et cetera. And, you know, when we talk about the middle, that's where the argument is taking place on the middle. We have the left declaring to the world that if you want a closed border, it's because you hate people of brown skin. We need to be talking about the failures of the Biden administration and then let the process work. Thank you.
Appreciate that, Tom. Thank you very much. Too early to say.
Spot on, though.
One or the other.
Good point, yep.
Yep.
I see where he's singing or why he's singing that.
Others, welcome at 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100.
You know, one to his point is that they are all talking about that. The message through the GOP is the same. It's the border. It's the economy, stupid. It's energy. It's all of those things. They all have the same message, including Trump. That's what I said earlier. They're all going to say the same thing. But the question is, you know, who's it going to resonate with? And then the bottom line is that those are all Trump policies that they're spouting. All things that he talks about, that he talked about in 16, that were a problem. So that's where they, you know, they're all saying the same thing. They all well know what's wrong. Biden sucks, and these are the problems.
Can't disagree. That obviously this is going to be a process and it's going to play out. But I think early momentum is very important. Trump has all the momentum right now with the polls. His closest challenger is DeSantis. That's why we're asking the question. Lester says Trump has the Republican base plus others coming over, but he needs to pick a running mate that will draw the middle over for 2024 and 2028 when that person runs.
That's good strategy right there.
Who that is at this point?
That's what we're delving into.
Is unknown. Trump DeSantis, Donnie and Ronda.
I'm telling you.
Right?
And when you finally end the primary process, that's what happens. People like Vivek, people like Nikki Haley, those people will fall in line for either a VP role or a cabinet position. So there's no reason if Trump wins the primaries and he's the guy that they don't lay down swords and he says, the dream team is now set.
Another listener.
And that's Ronnie and Donnie.
Trump all the way. DeSantis is riding on Trump's coattails, and I don't think he can do half the job we need.
They all are.
That President Trump could do to put us on the right path. Good governor. Stay there and learn more. Ouch.
Yeah.
More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit SummitCarbonSolutions.com. That's SummitCarbonSolutions.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is scheduled to meet with Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Leader Chuck Schumer, Leader Mitch McConnell, and Leader Hakeem Jeffries in the Oval Office, as the debt ceiling in a time of high inflation will be the topic. A long-awaited report on an investigation of the FBI's handling of foreign influence in the 2016 presidential election is out.
The 306-page report from Special Counsel John Durham slams the FBI's handling of the Trump-Russia probe, calling it deeply flawed. Durham found there was a double standard used by the FBI in the way they aggressively handled ties between Russia and the Trump campaign, then soft-pedaled similar claims about foreign influence over Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. However, Durham did not recognize recommend any new charges to any individuals or any changes to the way the FBI handles politically charged investigations. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Let's go, girls.
What's for lunch today? PetroServe USA. Well, it's home cooking. And it's so easy to grab and go. And you got a great meal. Like a hot beef sandwich in Valley City today. PetroServe USA. Chicken pot pie. Meatloaf in Harwood. Meatloaf or cabbage rolls. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Fish and fries. 12th Avenue and I-29. Swedish meatballs. NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Glendon, always great. Tacos and chicken fettuccine in Yulin. Meatballs or pepperoni subs. I like that at the 45th Street location. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. Eric at Park Rapids, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, Eric Barth, my name. I just, first of all, I like listening to the flag. Thank God we got you guys out there. Who else would we have? I would just like to say that I'm concerned. I don't think that Trump can win the whole election. I knew many people I've heard of that will vote or not vote. Vote for someone else, I doubt it. They just won't vote. He has to win Georgia. He has to win Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Arizona. These are big states that are very important. He'll win North Dakota. He'll win South Dakota. He'll win Kansas. No problem. That's not the problem. Right now, the way the voting counting is going and all that business in the past and what's going to happen in the future, I'm very concerned about him. He has great ideas. He did a great job for 4 years, praise God. But it's unfortunate. I don't think he can win. I think he can't carry those key states. And if he can't do that, we're going to be left with another 4 years of hell. I really feel badly about it, and I will vote for him if he's nominated, but I have no great hope that we could possibly win. I don't know what you guys think.
Well, I think you're raising the key issue. You know, which one of these two is the best bet against Biden? You know,
I'm a snowbird. I'm a snowbird. I'm back up north, and I'm pleased to be listening to you. Down in Florida, we have a great governor. He's done a great job. No problem. I'd like to keep him as a governor, but I think he has to move on and do something, and hopefully he could win the nomination. But, there's such a strong feeling for Trump and away from him that I don't think anybody else can get the nomination. I think we're in a trapped situation where we have to have Trump because no one can beat him in the primary, and we're stuck with the fact that he probably will lose. I really have no faith with the way that votes are counted in Pennsylvania, for instance, and all the other situations out in Arizona. It's going to all happen all over again. This is all deja vu. What's going to happen is we'll have another close election. But, sorry, we lost.
And when you get to the
concern for the country.
When you get to the phrase, people either really love him or they really hate him. that's bad for presidential politics. When you've got, oh, yeah, people really love him, really hate him. Well, that's totally divided. That's and he, to your point, you're spot on. He doesn't have that middle yet, those independents. You know, it's got to be, well, either they love him or they don't love him as much. And that's where Ron DeSantis falls in.
My problem is I think that I've talked to enough people who are really not ambivalent. They are more than ambivalent. They're anti-Trump. They will not vote.
Right.
And that's a scary, scary situation. These are Republicans who will vote for any other Republican, but they won't for him. So,
interesting analysis, sir.
Being able to discuss this. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I appreciate hearing from you, and love our listeners in Park Rapids and Lakes Country, Minnesota. Thanks a bunch. Good to hear from you. Henry in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Trump v. DeSantis. What's your pick, Henry?
Hey, good. Well, Trump, of course, but thanks for taking my call. Hey, so this is, I think, how it works. 7, 8 years, put it together, whatever it is, anti-Trump, bash him, stole the election. I openly say it. Go ahead and sue me. On many levels, it was stolen. And the Democrats' plan is really working because I listen to all your callers, and they all have good points, and they're all great people. But all this doubt in Trump is just amazing. You're playing into the Democratic hand of dividing our party where we should be strong behind him. When we lost Pennsylvania, or when Fetterman won, or, oh, it was Trump's fault, or it was this or that. It wasn't anything to do with Trump. Picking the wrong candidate, let's blame Trump. I really think a lot of the callers are really just falling into the Democratic playbook, and it's working like a charm, and they're laughing. You got the best president ever, the best candidate ever. Is he divisive? Can he be divisive? Well, who isn't? We've sat so many years when nobody would say anything in the Republican Party with all the rhinos that I voted for since Reagan. It's disgusting. Now we have a man, a real president that policy, look back 4 years, worked. He did it, and these people are falling, in my opinion, for the Democrat plan that is playing well. Just great doubt. DeSantis was mediocre at best. So, anyways, I just think it's falling right in the hands of Democrats. Trump's the man, and love to hear your opinion.
All right, Henry, appreciate that call. And it's, you know, there's...
Trump is the man for you and I, no doubt. We're old school.
Exactly
We don't mind... And someone saying something mean. We don't care. Whatever. We're dealing with two entire generations that can't deal with it.
The other thing I'd say is while he is right, Trump will be vilified unfairly.
Right.
It still is going to happen.
Yeah.
That's why you sit here and, you know, balance this between, hey, and Trump's leading right now. This is Trump's to lose. There's no doubt about it. Texter says, yes, Kevin, yes. Donnie and Ronnie. That is a slogan that should rock the nation.
I'm having bumper stickers made.
They should put differences aside, run together. I think they can't lose. Then DeSantis can run after Trump and choose Vivek as his VP, liberty or die. Patrick Henry's immortalized words.
Well, and it would tee up DeSantis perfectly to be the guy, young, innovative, gets it done. He has tons he can prove in the first 4 years as VP. I just think it makes, if I'm playing 3D chess and I got to guess what's up, that would be what's up.
Also said kudos to AM 1100, baby. Thank you very much.
Got an off-air call came in on this if you want to hear.
Yeah, my feeling is Donald Trump is the best choice we have for president, and he needs a running mate like South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. She's a very stand-up person for the general public, too, so I think they would make a great team together.
I think she's a pick way before Carrie Lake.
Absolutely.
I mean, look at the experience.
Been in Congress.
Exactly.
Been governor. Yeah, no doubt about it. 701-271-1100 is our telephone number. Give us a call. Let us know. Trump v. DeSantis. That's the two top vote-getters. I guess they're not vote-getters, but the two top poll leaders in the race for the Republican nomination. Which one you like and why? Tanner in Fergus Falls, you're next.
Yeah, I'd say Trump all the way. The thing about going with DeSantis just to get the moderates, well, the moderates don't want Biden either because they see what a disaster he's been trying to go after everything with the EPA and emissions and getting rid of our gasoline cars and mandates. And the inflation is just outrageous.
You'd think. You'd think, but I don't think there's so many people that can't get over the mean tweets, though.
Who has the better chance of being the president of the United States, Trump or DeSantis in a race against Biden?
Well, flip of a coin, whoever gets the nominee will beat Biden because unless there's more fraud going on, there's no way that moron can win a second term. He doesn't deserve it.
So your point is he's so bad, anybody will beat him.
Yes. You could throw if Fetterman was a Republican, you could throw him in there and he'd win.
Thanks, Tanner.
I support fracking. I am for fracking, yes.
Yeah.
That's the referendum right there.
Tom in West Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tom.
Trump all the way. The previous caller, not this, the one you had before, but the other guy, he brought up some good points about Trump. But the thing is, Trump knows how to get it done. If my brother was alive and he was probably a Democrat, but my brother was a corporate lawyer and he was ruthless, and so is Trump. And that's why Trump is the only answer. He's the only answer for this country. Whether people don't like the mean tweets or this or that, he is all business. He knows how to get it done. We wouldn't have this war in Ukraine right now. We wouldn't have anything that's going on. We would just have a really good economy and back to a good country again. But 4 more years, the other guy brought up some good points about the election or the gentleman from the snowbird. But we can't concentrate on the negative. It really can't because the negative will always be there. We have to concentrate. And I'd say a lot of prayer, really, a lot of prayer for this election. If we want to turn this country around at least for 4 more years, that's my take on this.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate that. Malachi in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, can you hear me?
You bet.
Oh, okay, perfect. So for the whole Trump versus DeSantis thing, I'm leaning more towards DeSantis at the moment. Another caller earlier, he mentioned something about people are really divided with Trump. And I just, honestly, I used to love Trump, but some of the comments he's made, like I've downloaded Truth Social recently, and some of the comments he's made have been, they've been tough, man. Like he talked about, we should throw out the Constitution and stuff, and it's like, I don't know about that. So probably more DeSantis is how I'm leaning.
Got you down. Thank you. Squeeze in one more before the break. Mike on the road, what's your vote?
I say we have to have Trump. I mean, he's not going to change anything on the Constitution. I mean, there's nothing. I mean, if we don't have him, and I don't think it's going to be against Biden either. There's no way they're going to run Biden. He's going to get sick or die in office, and they'll, you know, and that's just exactly what's going to happen. And they're going to bring in, and this is my prediction, Big Mike Michelle Obama. I think she's going to be
Kamala Harris. Kamala and Michelle will be the ticket, an all female ticket. Because it's going to be Harris if it's not.
Well, I don't think Kamala is going to make it either.
I know, right? That's why I have popcorn. You want more butter?
Yeah.
Wow, right. You gave us a lot to chew on there, Mike. Definitely. Thank you for that. Appreciate it very much. Texter says, tell Kevin Trump had more than enough votes to win the last election. If nothing changes with the voting machines and extra Democratic votes being added in the middle of the night, we're going to get the same results.
There's that, and I agree with that, absolutely.
Kind of an alarming thought. Yeah. It's going to be Trump, says another texter. Bad news is everywhere, but there is something you can do about it. Buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. We need to stick together, now more than ever. And there's one company that's been willing to stand with you since 2012. That's Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. The folks that use the same towers as all the major carriers, so they can bring you broad nationwide coverage. They have plans to fit any budget at Patriot Mobile, too, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team makes everything super easy. Patriot Mobile shares your values and supports organizations that fight for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, our veteran and first responder heroes, too. They always have special discounts for veterans and first responders and for multi-line accounts. And you get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY right now. Make the switch today. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call them at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool on display at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Taking that holiday road, aren't we? See Chevy Chase cruising down the highway.
Keep your eye on the road, Clark.
Glad to have you aboard on What's On Your Mind today. I'm Scott Hennon with Kevin Flynn. We're talking the border coming up here in a few minutes. Next hour we'll talk to Todd Bensman, who is actually at the border. Get you an update there. And then just been alarmed lately at the realization that the number of U.S. law enforcement officers who were killed by criminal acts in the line of duty in the United States has more than doubled in a decade. What is happening? What is going on? We're going to talk to Betsy Bratner-Smith. She's a retired sergeant, spokesperson now for the National Police Association, about that coming up in just a little bit. Right now, I want to tell you about your wellness. It is within reach with hot spring spas and pool tables, too. You can enjoy every day made better with a hot spring spa. They're in stock right now. They're ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. So stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. If you already have a hot tub, maybe you want to trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500 incentive. Wellness Every day made better. Hot Spring Spas, pool tables too. They're in West Fargo by Spitfire, Grand Forks in front of the Grand Cities Mall, and in Bismarck on the expressway by Walmart. 10 before the top of the hour, here's a call that came in off the air. Go ahead and roll that, Kev.
Yeah, when it comes to you guys who think that Trump can't win and stuff, you guys are nothing but a bunch of wishy-washy people anyway. That's the biggest problem with you guys. You guys keep saying it, brainwashing more and more people into thinking that. And then, of course, he probably won't win, you bunch of wishy-washies.
Wow, I don't know what he's referring to, but
well, he's. I mean, I question big time if he can. Listen, it's not being wishy-washy when you know how presidential elections work and you know how the election process works. It's not that I don't love Donald Trump and every policy he put in. I do, and I do, and I do, and I will. I'll vote for him again. There's no world where I won't. I'm just talking about the. We're just talking about the process of the election, and you know we love him. Because he actually gets things done, and he's a business guy, and all the reasons that we like him, builds the wall, and strong economy. But again, you're dealing with a country very divided here. You're dealing with two generations that don't take no for the word answer, and they do not like mean tweets. And they don't care who it is, if, as long as it's not him. That's the dynamic that we're talking about. Now, it's not being wishy-washy, it's just saying, get the popcorn ready, because how this is going to play out is going to be really interesting.
Bunch of wishy-washies.
Well, I think the texter had a great point about with all this nefarious activity that went on in 2020 in these states. That's going to be a big deal. The big tech interference not happening is going to be a huge thing.
Texter,
I think he can win, no doubt.
Texter says it's got to be Trump based on the fact the amount needs to be cleaned up in Washington.
I agree with that.
DeSantis would not clean it up as well as Trump. Maybe DeSantis down the road, but we need Trump to clean up all the fraudulent crap.
But, yeah, we need him to do that, but can he do that and will he be able to? I mean, we know he can. I mean, he's able.
If I have a pick between Trump or DeSantis, Trump 100%. Trump doesn't have to worry about another term. Trump could go in and clean house and shake things up with policies. DeSantis has to worry about a second term and learn the ropes.
Yes.
Bonus.
Agree with all that.
Get to watch the leftists and mainstream media have a meltdown.
For sure.
Another listener, DeSantis would never want to take a demotion by being VP. Also, after the insults from Trump, he wouldn't put himself in a position where he's taking orders from Trump. Doesn't like your Ronnie and Donnie.
Yeah. Well, a good point, but, you know, Ron DeSantis is a guy that's driven to serve. That's what I learned from listening to his book. So I think that if he was asked, if he was called to serve, he would.
Warren is on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind to weigh in on this question. Warren, go ahead.
Well, I tell you what, I look at it just like the guy from Park Rapids said. You gotta look at the big picture. We could sit here and try to give everybody's analysis of what each person thinks, but think about one thing. How long would DeSantis last when they come out with a tape or give him an allegation? He wouldn't last. He doesn't have the money. He doesn't have the resources that Donald Trump has. The leftists went after him. What have we found out? We found out every three-letter agency is as corrupt can be. Trump brought that out. Did he or did he not? Nobody trusts none of it. Okay? DeSantis would get in there. They'd bring out some dirt on him. He could fight for a little bit, and he'd get washed up, and he'd either have to play ball with him or be done. That's what people don't get. And like that other caller had said, you know, everybody's wishy-washy. Oh, he said something bad. Well, look, I tell you what. Why don't we just go back to sharing bathrooms with girls and boys, and your kids are getting taught all sorts of garbage in school? What was so bad about the economy? He said a few mean tweets. Do you ever notice his sarcasm? People don't understand his sarcasm. He was mocking the people that are talking about the Constitution when he talked about the Constitution. We should just get rid of it. Nobody understands that.
All interesting points and a great commentary on Donald Trump and how he operates. No doubt about it, Warren. Appreciate your call. Thank you. Strong Trump backer right there.
Understand it.
Hey, I want to give away some tickets to the North Dakota Family Alliance Dessert Gala tonight. It's at 7 p.m. at the Delta by Marriott. Mike Huckabee is the special guest and speaker, Governor Mike Huckabee, and it's tonight at 7 p.m. I want you to text to win. Text me your name, your full name. That's all you have to do. And I have four pair of tickets to give away. So the first four people to text me at 701-367-2054, or our usual number, 701-367-2054. 701-237-1590, either one of them. 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590 with your full name. Next four people, free tickets to see Mike Huckabee tonight in Fargo at the Delta by Marriott for the North Dakota Family Alliance.
Time for a snack? Head to a PetroServe USA location near you. Salt and Nut Rolls, 2 for $1. Chex Mix and Bugles, 99 cents a bag. Giant Sunflower Seeds, 5-ounce bag, just $1.39. Old Trapper, 4-ounce bags, $5.99. Plus, Ice Mountain 1 liter is only $7.99, and the Ghost Energy drinks are $1.99. And Nestle Water Packs, 28-pack for $4.69. PetroServe USA, some great specials all month long. PetroServe USA.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.